to return home. The student flats are left empty, and the student pubs are closed for the season. This year, all of Ella's friends have left town for different reasons. Not even Josephine is staying. Ella pictures her summer, lonely and slow. And for a moment, she considers getting a real job, a proper one. The year that has passed has changed Ella into a new person. When the new semester started after the summer break, she went to a couple of student pubs. On multiple occasions, she had taken guys home, and she had let them explore her body, just as she had explored it a couple of months ago. Life felt easier now, as if she had some purpose. Her studies were going great, too. The stress of the growing student loan was eliminated the moment she decided to continue her career as a cam girl on the side of her studies. She didn't only do it for the money. She found such pleasure in knowing that strangers were watching her that the money that came with it almost didn't matter. It was a great bonus, a bonus that paid the rent and her food. But this summer, stickier and hotter than ever before, Ella didn't feel like spending her days and nights naked in front of her computer. She didn't want to work in hospitality either, even if that was what her parents thought she was doing this summer. No, Ella wanted to see the world. She wanted to take a vacation for real and rest up for the next year, the last year before she graduated. This was her chance to have fun. After her graduation, she will need to get a real job, and then it's too late. This Friday goes by slowly. Ella lies in her little flat and watches the blue sky slowly turn pink and then dark. With the computer in her lap, she browses through last-minute trips. But then she quickly realizes that she can't afford both traveling and paying her rent with what she has managed to save up during the year. She will have to continue with her cam shows. She has built up a devoted fan base, and they all watch most of her shows. In a way, they are like a small, very dysfunctional family. Just as Ella is about to start her live feed, she sees that she has a private message. Ella usually doesn't read private messages, but this one is sent from an alias she knows well. Daddy Dom, a man who has been with her since day one. They have decided to meet at the local coffee shop. Ella feels how her heart beats in her chest, how her nerves overcome her. A thousand thoughts run through her head as she walks towards the coffee shop. She is dressed in a short black dress, and her lips are painted red. Her hair is tied back in a tight bun. He had been very precise about how he wanted her to look, and Ella felt relieved when she realized that she wouldn't have to pick out her outfit herself. Because how do you dress when you meet your potential future sugar daddy for the first time? She sees him from a distance. He is sitting down, sipping what looks like a double espresso, and he is wearing black trousers, a black leather belt, dark leather shoes, and a light gray shirt. Ella's heart races. She doesn't know what she was expecting. Maybe a fat, older man with receding hairline? A good-looking, fit man in his 50s with streaks of silver in his beard was the last thing she had expected. Is this how Claude looks?
Ah, Ella, the older gentleman says with a smile. Sit down. I took the liberty to order you a cappuccino.
His green eyes study her carefully, and it makes her blush. She sits down in the armchair in front of him, with the low coffee table as a barrier in between them. Her hands shake when she reaches for the coffee cup, and she spills a bit of coffee on the table when she picks it up.
Fuck, she whispers.
And when she reaches for a napkin, he closes his big hand around hers. She looks into his green eyes, and he smiles patiently.
Don't be nervous, Ella, he says softly, as he squeezes her cold and shaky hand harder with his warm fingers.
She remembers how they chatted the night before. She remembers the message that she had opened by chance. Have you ever considered being a sugar baby?